And one of the biggest injuries to take place inside of the gym is the rotator cuff injury. And this often happens through pushing movements. So make sure you're doing them correctly.
The Making of a Modern Man, a podcast dedicated to ambitious men who want to unlock the potential from their mind, body, and life. My name's Jack Taylor, and I'm a men's health, performance, and behavior change specialist. I believe that every man has the potential for greatness. Most just don't know how to unlock it. And that is the intention of this podcast, to help you step into your power and become the man you've dreamt of being. So if you're now ready to elevate all areas of your life, let's dive in.
Believe me when I tell you, I've seen and made every mistake in the book. It pains me to say that it delayed the process of getting into good shape by years. Blood, sweat, and a hell of a lot of protein powder. But the beauty of this is that I suffered, so you don't have to. You can learn from my mistakes without having to live with the scars. And I mean that literally and figuratively. Today I'm going to run you through the top 15 lifting mistakes that you want to avoid if you want to fast track your progress when it comes to dropping body fat and building lean muscle. Buckle up, I'm going to dive straight in. Number one, doing too many sit-ups and crunches. Now I get that you want a flatter stomach. Maybe you even want to see your abs, but trust me, this is not the way to do it. You can do 1,000 sit-ups a day, and this will not give you a six-pack. In fact, it's actually one of the most ineffective ways to drop body fat on your core. Now, the thing is, you cannot spot reduce. What spot reducing means is picking a point on your body, let's say like your abdominals, and doing an exercise that targets the muscles there and expecting fat to come off of it. That's what spot reducing is, and you cannot do that. It's the equivalent of going into a swimming pool, going over to the left-hand side of the swimming pool with a bucket and taking water out of the left-hand side. If you look, step back after doing that and look at the swimming pool, you wouldn't see that the left-hand side has less water than the right. So that's kind of the best analogy that I can give when it comes to spot reducing, is that there's an even distribution of body fat across your whole body. You can't pick just by working out, let's say, my triceps, I want to get rid of bingo wings, right? So I do loads of overhead tricep extensions. I do loads of skull crushers. Just because I'm working my triceps doesn't mean that I am going to be burning the fat on my triceps. This is called spot reducing. It's a myth. You cannot do it. If you want more information on this, I did create an episode around spot reducing. So head back and give that one a watch. Also, performing a high volume of sit-ups and crunches often hurts your lower back due to the repetitive flexion. And it sucks, so stop doing them so much. Instead, try exercises like hollow holds, dead bugs, and suitcase carries instead if you just genuinely want to build a strong core. Number two, copying steroid users. I can hear the roid rage already. Steroid users can recover significantly faster than you can. They can do so much more in the gym than you can. And they can build muscle much quicker than you can. This is because their body is an internal furnace that is currently melting away body fat without even trying. Sounds good, right? Wrong. I'm also missing the fact that you get acne, erectile dysfunction, body dysmorphia, irritability, anger issues, uncontrollable sex drive, plus much more. A natural lifter should not copy what a steroid user does in the gym. Trust me, I have been there. I've trained out of many steroid-using gyms, and the paradox is they're often really, really good gyms to work out of, but you need to be mindful that you should not copy somebody who is using performance-enhancing drugs because it will lead to injury, poor recovery, a lack of growth, and overexertion. Number three, combo exercises. I see these all the time. An example, a squat to shoulder press. If you want to build muscle, and that's your primary objective, don't do this because your strength differs between movements. So in that example I've just given there, there are two movement patterns. You've got the squat and then you've got the overhead press. So your strength will differ between the two. You should be able to lift significantly more in your squat than you can overhead press. So train one movement at a time if you're looking for maximum growth. If your main objective is fat loss, go ahead. That's totally fine. But if it's primarily muscle growth, train one movement at a time. Number four, doing burpees. They fucking suck. Need I say more? Number five, flaring your elbows when doing chest exercises. Whenever you're doing a chest press variation, do not flare your elbows. Believe me, this is how you injure your shoulders. I have the scar to prove it. Instead of flaring your elbows out at a 90 degree angle, keep your elbows at a slight 45 degree angle. And what I encourage you to do is scoop out your lower back. So push your shoulder blades into the pad or the bench and scoop out your lower back. This will ensure that you have maximum chest activation and reduce shoulder involvement and therefore injury. You want to try and isolate the chest when doing a chest exercise and take out as much of the shoulder as possible. So many injuries occur when not performing exercises correctly. And one of the biggest injuries to take place inside of the gym is the rotator cuff injury. And this often happens through pushing movements. So make sure you're doing them correctly. Number 6, ego lifting. We've all been there. Trying to lift too much because we want it to look cool. But please leave your ego at the door. It is a one-way street to getting injured and looking like a dick. Never sacrifice your technique for weight. Believe me, you will get far more out of slowing down a movement with great form than you will throwing around heavy weights. I never used to give any consideration to how I lifted. I just needed to get the weight from A to C. But I never gave B the respect that it deserves, which is how I was moving the weight, the tempo, the stretch, the time and the tension. But B, over the past few years, is where I've actually found to have the most gains by focusing on actually my technique, focusing on the speed of the movement and the mind-muscle connection. So it's not just about how heavy you're lifting, it's how you're lifting as well. Number 7, sucking your stomach in when working your core. You may have seen gurus on the internet telling you to hold your stomach in like a vacuum when working your core. Do not do this if you want a strong core. To use your core effectively, you have to brace your core by tensing and then pushing out, not bringing it in. This is how you engage your core fully. Sucking them in makes you weak. So make sure when you're doing any exercise that works your core, like the ones I mentioned earlier, you're not sucking your stomach in. You're tensing and then you're pushing out. And this is how you fully engage your core. And this will bulletproof your trunk. Number 8, not re-racking your weights. You can tell a lot about someone by whether they re-rack their weights or not. This is much like not putting your shopping trolley away at Tesco. Don't be that guy. Respect the gym and those around you. There is a shopping cart theory. I don't know if you've ever heard about this before, but it states that an individual's capacity to self-govern depends on whether they're the type of person to return the shopping cart or leave it next to their car. The behavior is a testament to someone's moral character. So bear that in mind next time you're at the shops and that you're at the gym. Number 9, using your workouts to burn fat. This is a big one. In fact, it's one of the biggest things I actually tell my clients. Stop viewing your training as a fat burning tool. See your training as a means to become healthier, get fitter, build muscle, increase your energy, decrease your stress, increase your libido, as a form of meditation, and then see your nutrition as how you fuel your body and how to drop fat. Fun fact, the more muscle you have in your body, the easier it becomes to burn fat. So prioritize muscle building and you will be on your way to your dream physique. Number 10, not eating enough protein to support muscle growth. Now, protein is the key ingredient when it comes to muscle growth. But if you're lazy with this, then don't expect much to change. You need to eat to support your goals. I'd say as a rule of thumb, aim for 1.2 to 2.2 grams per kilogram of your body weight to support muscle building. Number 11, not recovering enough. I've been guilty of this in the past. You don't build muscle in the gym, you break down your muscles in the gym. It's in the rest where you build muscle, especially when you're asleep. So prioritize your sleep and recovery if you want to reap the benefits of your sessions. Number 12, not using progressive overload. Another huge lifting mistake. Not trying to progress your weights, intensity, volume, or frequency over time. Without this, your body will plateau and no longer grow. You need to provide it with constant new stimuli in order for it to be challenged enough to grow each and every week. So following a structured program can make this easy. And if you need help with this, then just reach out. 13, using your workouts as an excuse to eat like shit. I hate to break it to you, but your workouts don't burn as many calories as you think. We wildly overestimate how many calories we burn during our sessions, and often wildly underestimate how many calories we actually eat. please stop thinking, if I do an hour in the gym, I can eat X. It doesn't work like that. More often than not, you're going to be putting yourself back into a calorie surplus, which is not going to help through the process of getting lean. 14, not training your legs. I get it. It's hard. It's fatiguing. It's taxing. But your legs make up 50% of your body and are your foundation. Having weak legs will compromise the strength in your upper body. If there's one thing I learned from boxing, it's this. All your power gets generated from the ground up. Please do not neglect them. I see so many guys refusing to train their legs because it makes them feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's a little bit more taxing and a little bit less enjoyable than training your upper body because you're not able to take your top off after and flex in the mirror. But trust me, it is the foundation of your strength, so don't neglect them. And finally, number 15, resting too long. I see far too many people pissing about on their phones in between sets. Without realizing, what should have been a 1 to 2 minute rest has now turned into 5. This means you're not working hard enough, you're too recovered for your next set, and you're making your workouts far longer than they need to be. Put your phone on airplane mode and get to work. You shouldn't need to be in the gym for more than an hour. If you are, it's because you're wasting time. Now guys, I hope you took value from these today, and if you're feeling guilty of a few, do not worry, me too. Use this as your sign to tighten up and go and grow some muscle. Guys, I appreciate you for listening and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did and you found it valuable. To make sure you don't miss an episode like this in the future, hit that subscribe button. But until then, take ownership, take action, and keep hustling.